Valentine's Day can sometimes be rough for people who are unattached. But in the game of love, optimism abounds thanks to technology, as Lake Effect essayist Heidi Friedrichs would attest.
A cross-dresser wasn't what I had in mind when I logged into my online dating account the other night. He had lots of colorful pictures of herself, himself, in a flowery dress, but it seems to me that he should have been on the other side of the school gymnasium. I sure wasn't going to wink at her. You never know what you'll see on a dating site, which is why I find them so intriguing. I swore I would never go on another site after one fiasco when the guy I met up for coffee turned out to be about 20 years older than his photo. Not to mention he wore white pants. Total deal breaker. Speaking of deal breakers, I've discovered a few more brought to my attention from well-meaning friends who counseled me after their own trials and errors online. Not married? Don't bother. He's afraid to commit. Legally separated? He's still leaving his marriage. You better hold off. Has four kids and lives with four kids. Oh boy. Lives in North Carolina, Texas, New Jersey, California, any state outside of Wisconsin. Why even bother unless you plan on starting a whole new life with a complete stranger, including his family? I have explored the dating sites for a year or so now that I am single, mostly out of curiosity about other singles and how they play the dating game. Match, OkCupid, Our Time, and eHarmony have hooked me with their clever tools like winks, flirts, personal questionnaires, and other tricks for making me look good while catching someone's eye. As someone who is extremely shy with strangers, especially men, hiding behind a computer screen is way easier than walking up to a cute guy in a bar and asking him what his favorite sport is. Part of me feels like I'm cheating when I talk to more than one guy at a time, even though that's what you're supposed to do, I'm advised. And it totally lacks the spark of a real face-to-face connection, I admit. But what's the alternative? A blind date? Not gonna happen. It's funny how you could be standing in line at the hardware store next to someone relatively attractive, and you instantly become speechless and your eyes dart away. You'd think this personality trait would fade with time and maturity, but it doesn't. On the other hand, there's my charming friend Barbie. She isn't shy at all around guys and blurted out to the single, helpful hardware man one snowy Saturday morning, "We don't have boyfriends, so we're looking for sleds." Even that friendly statement made me cringe, and I made my way silently over to Garden Supplies while she chatted with the sales clerk. Go online, and the high school introvert transforms into most popular girl status for me. No inhibitions here, and the atmosphere is always upbeat. Who, me? Travel? All over the world. Am I athletic and toned? Well, that's a matter of opinion, but in my opinion, I am. Do you like dogs? Sure, yes, of course. But I live in an apartment with a cat. Do you like the outdoors? Yes, but I work in an office 5 days a week and stay inside when the temperature drops below 10 degrees. How about those Packers? I love the Packers, Brewers, Admirals, any sport. That's always the right answer. I think we all agree that it's a kick writing and posting photos of ourselves for others to see. Who doesn't want to be admired and liked? Think Facebook. What would any of us ever do without the thumbs up icon? It's the same with online dating sites. A couple of flirts or winks in your inbox and you begin to think your middle-aged self is not so bad looking after all. So, I took a lot of time to find the best photos of myself and to write my profile. Not too self-serving, but just enough to highlight my good points. And through this process, I've discovered I have several, at least. Photos show my fun side, but I don't overdo it with lots of pictures of me and my friends because then I appear like I'm having way too much fun on my own. And that's what I look for with men and their snapshots. But guys, come on. I'll be frank. Posting a photo of yourself staring into your computer with your face taking up the entire screen is not attractive. Neither is a nude torso shot. Oh, let's please also stop with the selfies and photos of sunsets and beaches. I want to see you, not your vacation. Finally, Romeo, do not write how great a lover you are. Not interested in that yet. Remember, girls just want to have fun.
Lake Effect essayist Heidi Friedrichs lives and writes on Milwaukee's West Side. We'll take one more break and then meet the three choreographers responsible for the Milwaukee Ballet's Winter Series performances. That's coming up next when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.